Active FM. Radio has never been better.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is Active FM.
Radio.
Slow down the beat.
Welcome. This is the turntable on Active FM with Ari Styles and D-Money, where radio has never been better.
What about yourself? Did you ever introduce yourself?
Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. With myself, Shiki.
This is the turntable. Yes, I am Ari Styles. That is Shiki. He forgot to introduce himself, so I'll do it.
When you're important, you don't have to introduce yourself. People already know who you are.
Okay. And that is the D-Money.
Yes, sir. I get it. You know, we'll be bringing you the facts, playing you the tracks. And today we've got an old member with a new name. So the guy formerly known as Ari Styles has changed to Harry Styles.
No. Let's not confuse. I'm Ari Styles. I'm not Harry Styles. Harry Styles is a member of One Direction. And this is not One Direction.
And you are bald, so you're technically not Harry at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, before Ari Styles.
Thanks for taking me, Shiki.
I apologize.
Wonder you would want to be like me.
If I lose my hair naturally. Before Ari starts talking a lot, let's give you a song to break up his long monologues.
Man, what this dude pulling up on me for?
Drop your weapon!
It's not a weapon, it's a microphone, man. I'm just coming from rehearsal.
Drop your weapon!
God put each one of us here for a specific purpose. We got a mission. And I wasted so much time down here chasing stuff that didn't even matter. Bro, just promise me you won't do the same thing.
One thing I learned about life, one life, is everybody can't like you. And if they like you, what that really mean at the end of the day? You only got to answer to one man. You better know who you are, and I'm D1.
So tired of riding the fence. Feel like the law looking down, like D, I ain't convinced. It all hit me one night. What's my purpose on this earth? I think I lost sight. Alright, it's kinda hard to stay focused up in this game. Why so many bad influences be tempting you to change? I know the people see I'm a positive dude on stage, but it's the difference between being positive and being safe. Get deep with me. I'm in the room playing music for some industry folks. Woo. I keep that heat with me. I feel like they can take me to the next level. Trying to impress them and show them my talent special. Look, the conversation turns religious. It's so convenient to say I believe in God and keep it real vague and not specific. What? Do I not want to offend nobody? Do I not want to go in detail and risk them talking crazy about me? Am I worried about what's convenient for me? Am I disowning Christ before others? Matthew 10:33. Man, am I playing as safe as can be? No, sir. I'm not afraid to proudly claim my Christianity. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian. Got God's favor, so I shine. Swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian. I can't deny it. No need to hide it.
I'm a Christian.
Whoa. Let me get him. They ask, am I a Christian rapper? A rapper that's a Christian. More swag and more lyrics than your favorite rapper. Step, I'm on a different mission. Unashamed with position. Sanctified with a vision. Down the ride. I ain't tripping. Devil trying to stop me slipping. Now I be on television. So all of the fakes risen. Not gonna die. Go to prison. Not a product of the system. Nah, I'm rebelling and telling my brethren that with the media yelling and sell them. Won't get them to heaven. No, sir. Get deep with me. Jesus died for my sins on the cross. But this girl trying to sleep with me. Should I do it and satisfy my flesh? Or make them some excuse like, I forgot the latex. So do I man up and say I can't do it? Cause I ain't trying to disobey the word of God. Am I scared I'm gonna look foolish? Am I scared she gonna make fun of me? Not no more, cause I probably submit to this Bible sitting in front of me. I'm a Christian. And that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose. That's why I'm on my grind.
I'm a Christian.
Got God's favor, so I shine. My swag is divine, operating on his time.
I'm a Christian.
I can't deny it. I can't deny it. No need to hide. Quick to judge. Can't wait for me to slip so they could quickly pull a plug. It ain't no love. They say I hang out with the thugs. If I recall right, Jesus.
never knew we fighting, and that's who I'm writing for, to enlighten you. I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, and that don't mean I think I'm perfect, but I know I got a purpose, that's why I'm on my grind. I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, got God's favor so I shine, my swag is divine, operating on his time. I'm a Christian, I can't deny it, I can't deny it, no need to hide it. I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, what, I'm a Christian.
Okay, so that was D1. I'm not perfect. I'm a Christian.
Not D. So not make a mistake. It's not D money. It's D1, right? So D money, you know, D1. You D2 or maybe D3.
Okay, let's get on to our show this week. We've got another beef for you. This one will be by Drake vs Meek Mill.
So this week's beef is Drake versus Meek. I could be a rapper. Baby Lotion versus Twitter Fingers.
Baby Lotion versus Twitter Fingers. You understand why we're saying Baby Lotion and versus Twitter Fingers. So anyway, we're going to start off, right, with Drake and Meek Mill. So Drake and Meek Mill, basically, before the beef, they were rocking with each other.
Collaborators.
They were collabing. Their first collaboration was on a track on Meek Mill's 2012 track called Amen. Meek Mill was also at the party where there was an altercation between Drake and Chris Brown. You know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're not going to get too in detail with that one because we're focusing on Drake and Meek Mill. And then Meek Mill had an album. He made an album called Of the M of because he's part of Maybach Music Maybach Music Group. That's what they crossed them. That's Meek Mill, right? So Drake and Meek Mill collabed on a track. It's Rico. It's called RICO of Meek Mill's album called Dreams What More Than Money, right? So what happened after that? So you know, Meek Mill was dropping that album.
Uh-huh.
So at that time, when artists are collabing on an album, you normally find a collabor of it might be your album, but because I'm collabing with you, I would then
promote
the album, right? Meek Mill started going on Twitter. He first went against Wale, which is part of his label Maybach Music Group, also stating that now he was upset with Mawale not promoting his album. And then after that, he took a shot at Drake on a tweet. Not on a diss track. Or anything,
yes.
On a tweet. And he basically said this on Twitter: stop comparing Drake to me too. He don't write his own raps. That's why he ain't tweet my album, because we found out. So that whole story was where Meek Mill was upset that Drake didn't promote his album, and that's how it started.
Yeah, basically. And then?
Then Meek also had a follow-up tweet, which was, he ain't even write that verse on my album, and if I would've knew, I would've took it off my album.
Yeah.
I don't trick my fans.
Alright, but you see, at that point in time, right, prior to, there is things that develop as it goes along. In hip-hop, generally, people got issues with each other. They'll accuse them of something with no basis of it. So, and ghostwriting is one of the normal accusations. People say, oh, he don't write his own rap.
Okay.
Another thing is snitch. They use it as a big thing.
Yeah.
If they got beef or they battling, they call another guy a snitch, where it's unfounded completely. So at this point, he's just tweeting that he's using writers. There's no proof as yet, if I'm correct.
Yeah, so
Meek actually just found out, like he says, he just found out.
Yeah, so When you spoke about ghostwriting, right?
No. I spoke about rappers using accusations and other rappers that have issues with.
Yeah. Yes. With ghostwriters, right? So there was an issue with me stating that that's how the issue started with Drake regarding the ghostwriting, right? But then, what Meek only randomly on Twitter, attacking Montuata, right? Not on a dust track. What started happening there? The whole topic of Drake having a ghostwriter?
Yeah,
by a person by the name of Quentin Miller.
Okay, so wait, Quentin Miller was his writer, right? The reference track came out. But at which point does the track come out? Does Drake release the diss tracks first and then the reference tracks leaks? Or does the reference track come out before the diss tracks?
Let me just get back. I think
I just want to understand that for perspective in terms of what comes first. Does Drake diss him first on a record and then
basically Meek actually exposed Drake in his tweet to say that he
has his contract. Right, but at this point he's exposing him without any proof.
Well, yeah. Right? So then there was, as you're saying about the reference track, there was a bit of a mention of a reference track that Quentin Miller did. That was before the track that I'm going to come speak about right now, right? So there was... There was a guy called from OG Mecco, and Boy Wando also worked with Drake, right? Remember Meek was talking about Quentin Miller being Drake's ghostwriter, and Drake referencing his tracks at that specific time, right?
Okay, so for people that don't understand, a reference track is it doesn't only happen in hip hop, it's with any form of music. If you have someone else writing your music, not only putting pen to paper, but actually creating the cadences, the rhythmic side of it, writing to the beat within on beat and within pockets, they actually lay it for you. So it's for people that are good writers, but not necessarily good artists or good performers or good singers, or in this case, in terms of rap. So they would actually lay the track for you. You would use that to learn it, and it would play as you recording it to basically do it over. That's what the reference track is.
Right, so then basically Meek Mill also stated that if he knew that Drake didn't write it on and he took a reference track from Quentin Miller, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have let Drake
be on that record. That is extremely respectable for me.
However, on that because on that track many. The reason why Meek was also getting up at hyped up was because many people were saying that Drake
outshined him on that track,
and I think that's where it boiled from, right? Another person that just before even the dust track again, a person by the name of Noah Shabib was also part of Drake's crew, right?
He's his main producer over 40.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Drake's producer, he took offense to the accusation and basically also tweeted with the following comment. So if someone wants to be upset that Drake made a great album, go for it. Get mad all day, LOL, but don't ever question my brother's pen, right? That was his...
Don't question his pen, they're referring to his ability to write.
His ability to write. Also, to take note that one of the politicians in Canada also took, what's it called, Drake side and basically tweeted to Meek Mill. Now this is a tweet battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still a tweet battle.
I got you.
And then it did Drake right. Came on Twitter, diss track.
So I'm still getting to the diss track, right? It's just still prior to the diss track. Then basically the politician from Canada basically said on Twitter, you're no longer welcome in Toronto. That's basically where Drake comes from, right? So Meek Mill went back to that politician, mentioned a few things, said, hey, thank you for voicing your opinion and so forth. And then that's when OG Mecco and Boy Wonder got into the fold. So then OG Mac started defending Quentin Miller because now at that point in time Meek was
attacking Quentin Miller, obviously, because he was afraid of being exposed at that point in time. So he was attacking his ghostwriter, one of his ghostwriters,
right? Which was basically stating and agreeing with Meek, right? Saying that some of us being new, Meek just put it out in the air. So that's where the starting of the Drake, we found out about the Drake ghostwriting, right? Mm-hmm. However, I asked the question right now earlier about ghostwriting, right? Mm-hmm. What is, just explain the term ghostwriting.
Okay. Not in terms of the speech.
Mm.
This is in terms generally. Mm. Ghostwriting is when someone else writes a track for you, contributes to it in a certain way, and they are not credited. Now, in this case, it's not exactly like that. Ghostwriting is someone that don't have credit, don't get published in their name, does not appear on the album or on the liner notes, or, well, people don't have albums anymore, but wherever you find the names of the contributors to a track does not appear on there.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be regarded as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the term ghostwriting. But in the terms of this beef, it's a little bit different, so we'll get into that as you continue.
Yeah. So, yeah, because you said ghostwriting is you don't get credit or anything, right? So Meek Mill said stated that Drake had a ghostwriter.
Right. Now in terms of hip hop, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
The genre is, it's meant for people that write their own records, because you're supposed to be what you're rapping about and what you're talking about.
Yep.
So it's a little bit different whether the person gets credit or not.
Yeah. So then Quentin Miller starts speaking up, because now his name was getting dragged into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he denounced that, says what you call any, that Drake is any mystery writer, because as you mentioned,
he was credited in the album.
If you're a ghostwriter, you're not credited at all. Quentin Miller, if you look at that same track with Meek Mill and Drake,
he's credited.
And if you look at Drake's most of Drake's songs, he has credit.
A lot of writers on there.
Yeah, so that's part of it. And then
why it becomes a little bit different in his case is because he is not just a normal artist.
Yeah.
At this point in time he was claiming to be an MC. And not just an MC, he was claiming the top spot in the game.
Yeah.
If you use writers, you cannot claim that at all.
Right. So then that's when Drake now, because it was getting a bit heated,
right.
That's when Drake came up with a diss track called Charge Up, right? So he took a few shots at Meek, right? But Drake never mentioned Meek's name, but it was clear it was about him, right? Then, Mr. Twitter Fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instead of coming back on a track, a response to Drake's Charged Up,
mm-hmm.
he came back. But just what the tweet saying, I can tell that he wrote that one too, right? And then after that, his second tweet was, "It was soft as baby lotion."
All right.
Right.
Granted, he is not only the song was soft as baby lotion. Drake is regarded as an artist that is soft as baby lotion. Rap is normally a bravado, aggressive, male-dominated, testosterone-filled genre.
Mm-hmm.
And he is as soft as baby lotion. Even softer, probably.
So, just a question. Does it make you soft by speaking out your emotions?
Yes. And
So you rather keep your emotions in?
I take nothing away from Meek for not responding to that record with a record at that point. Because as any MC knows, there is times when you don't want to engage, or if the record doesn't feel like it warrants a response, then you do not have to respond. So maybe he felt like the record was soft and there was no reason for him to reply at that point.
Right. And then...
then Drake dropped the second...
But before that, I think Flex also called in the Meek, and then, I don't know, there was some...
he was saying he was going to premiere a record, basically. It was going to either be Meek's response that never came, or it was the reference track actually coming out, which did come out at some point.
Yeah, I think that was the in between there, where the reference track started coming out. Meek never responded again, and then Drake came out back to back. This is where Drake went at him, right?
That's the big one, the famous one.
Mm. So, and then people were asking now, why you're not responding, He's, okay, what he says, right? He stated that now because he was on tour with Nicki Minaj.
Okay,
That's a valid reason. If
it's not a valid reason.
It's not a valid reason.
I will not defend Drake with my life. But he's the number one artist in the game. He's the biggest artist at this point. Still is current.
Yeah.
You're telling me he's not busy.
Okay.
He's not doing a lot of things. He's not on tour. He's not recording. He's not. Meek is very popular at the time, but he's not as big as Drake. So you're telling me he's not busy. So many artists have battled while they were on tour and still find time to go to the studio, make a record, and come back.
Totally agree, right? But if you're on tour with Nicki Minaj
irrespective,
were you going to be worried about a medal?
Yes.
No, irrespective.
MC,
if you're an MC, you can't say I couldn't get to a studio and everything. In our times.
We live in a technological yes.
Lil Wayne does it. If he has a rhyme in his head or anything, he has a recorder. You get it recorded. You can record it and send it. You can record what you
basically on a laptop, what software you have, you can create a studio quality song, coming get with it mixed and mastered and sent out. That's basically it. So I will not defend Drake, but this was not a fair response to say that you were on tour, you could not come back. You had to come back.
Yeah. So that's why on back to back he said, Is that a world tour or your girls tour?
Okay. Afterwards, the excuse was that he didn't come back.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, I don't know. I'm confused about it, which point the reference track comes out, right? But that is important within this, because I personally feel as soon as that reference track came out, everything that happened prior becomes null and void, and everything that happened after doesn't matter. As soon as the reference tracks come out and we have valid proof that he has used a ghostwriter, there's no reason to battle anymore. Meek should have just left it alone. It should have been over. Nobody should have ever engaged with Drake ever again. It was done for him as an MC. It was over with completely. Because, now I know you like to frame it like I have issues with people using ghostwriters. I don't. There is a place for it in hip-hop. What the Dr. Dre is, what the Puff Daddy is, what the Kanye is. There is a space for it. Now Drake has to move himself into that space. Unfortunately, he tries to play in both worlds. He tries to be an artist that can use writers and sing songs, at the same time want to be regarded as an MC, want to be regarded as a great MC, and want to battle as well. Now once that reference tracks come out, I feel like it's done for him. It's over. Meek should have not said anything. Because when it comes to battling, when it comes to MCing, it's about who has more skill, who has the harder bars, who's the better MC. Once you use a writer, you fall out of the MC category. And why would you engage with someone that's using a writer? If I'm the rapper and I'm battling someone else that uses writers, I'm not sure if I'm battling him or I'm battling his 150 writers that he uses. And if you see the credits on his album, it's not usually one or two people per song. It's a whole lot of people on there. So he's using numerous writers. He's taking records from his artists and using it. So I don't see the point. I could be the worst rapper on the face of this earth. Pathetic. But I write every word that I say, and someone else uses writers, I am better than him. Not in all cases, but mostly, because you have people like Lil Pump and things like that, you can't say. Maybe he wrote every word of Gucci Gang, I don't know.
All three words.
All two words, yeah. So I don't know. So for me, whenever that track comes out, I'm not sure in chronological order when that record comes.
Which one? Back to back.
No, when the reference track gets
In between Back to Back and Childa.
Then it's over. For me, but it's over. It ended there. Every artist that engaged with Drake thereafter, I'm talking Joe Budden, Pusha T, who else? I can't remember because there's been a lot of people taking shots at him. Any artist that did it, it makes no sense to me. Would you respond to Kanye in a diss track?
Would you respond
to Puff in a diss track?
Can I continue?
You may continue. Please. I just want to get that
please,
across.
Please allow me to continue. So back to back, he stated that, right? That's when back to back happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, only a weeks after the back to back came out, right? Now you must know. Meek Mill only responded then with what the track called Wanna Know, but it wasn't what everybody anticipated Meek Mill was gonna come with.
Which was the first one he came back with?
No, he came back with Wanna Know.
It was after Back to Back.
After Back to Back.
Weeks after that is irrelevant. I know we live in a time of a social media era where because of Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all the other 100 TikTok and whatever else you have, people expect instant things because we live in a microwave era where things is fast, quick. If you have to take time to do something of quality, then take your time, because if you look at it, we were talking about the Jay-Z Nas last week. Nas took months to respond with Ether. So for me, the time doesn't matter. Unfortunately, we live in at a time where people want instant things, instant gratification.
Yeah. So what does like why I say it wasn't it wasn't what people anticipated, right? Because Big Mal, if you know Big Mal,
it's a battle MC,
right? Mm-hmm. And the short set he was, the things he was stating on the track, wasn't really punchy. What they expected, right? From being him. Being noted as a battle MC, and I think that's where he lost a bit, right? Then it went on, no tracks at a point in time. Then Lupe Fiasco,
great MC as well.
Yeah, great MC. He had an open letter, right? Regarding the ghostwriting part, and it's exactly like how you said. He said it that Drake. Is this to be set aside, not
put in a different category?
Yeah, put in a different category because he, with him, is regarded as a musician,
not an artist, not necessarily an MC.
Not really. Yeah, so you see, he stated that because nowadays that the radio commercial, because hip hop has become so commercialized, right?
Especially Drake, he controlled radio for about 10, 11 years.
Yeah, so because commercialized, artists are forced to have extra hands.
Nope, you're not forced to.
Right?
You're not forced to.
If you think about it this way, right? In order for you to be commercialized and to be successful in the regard where it is a Kanye and now a Drake, right? You're going to need to have
a better way of musician. Softy had some of the most commercial records you've ever heard. It's his pen. Ja had some of the most commercial records you've ever heard. It's his pen. Jay has radio hits upon radio hits. It's his pen. There's many rappers that have tons of radio hits. It's their pen. It's not somebody else's. Learn how to write a hook.
Okay, so I suggest, Shiki, search for the open letter of Lupe. I'm not going to, because we're going to argue in the whole time.
Anyway, for those that don't understand, the open letter is basically a letter that you write for the public consumption, for everybody to read.
Yeah. So, Charlemagne the God also, he basically said he wasn't fond of Drake, but he does respect his music, and he thought Meek Mill was out of his pocket for jumpstarting the beef, because no one cared if Drake used the ghostwriter or not.
And that's unfortunate.
Right? Nobody was... Yeah, so nowadays people really don't worry if you have a ghostwriter or not.
In other genres, maybe, but...
Understandable.
People don't care in other genres because it doesn't matter. Yeah. Everybody uses writers. Mm. In rap, it used to be a thing once upon a time.
It used
now
to be.
Now people don't that's care because, look, honestly, I wasn't a fan of Drake prior to this coming out. But if I was, and that happens, I would be disappointed if I hear Jadakus used writers today. It would kill my childhood. This was a man that did. I wasn't a fan of his in an MC, so it didn't hurt me in such a way. But he confused people into believing that he's a great MC with him saying, like, I'm not top 5, I'm top 2, but I'm not 2. Last name ever, first name greater. He's claiming it from the offset so much that people actually believe he's the best.
He's
not. So for me, it didn't bother me. But the fact that it didn't bother anyone confused me completely.
So, like, I think it was Meek who actually really exposed the...
Yeah, no, that's...
Exposed his
no, he exposed... So, yeah.
Put it out where so, people actually got to so see that.
So now we're talking about battle versus war, right? Mm-hmm. Right? The battle part of it, right? Because of the back-to-back... Drake won the battle part of it.
Right. When does but Warpaint when it, come though? Because there is there
yeah
is
no no
point.
There is Warpaint. It comes again after.
That was after a great record.
But then, there, it was a great record, right? But you should have come with it when Drake released back to back. Even if he waited a few weeks later to respond, he should have responded with a Warpaint instead of the One I Know. You understand?
One of them used the Undertaker sample.
So the one I know, but to respond to the back to back between One I Know and Warpaint, I feel you would have really should have went with a Warpaint first, and you understand?
Yeah, but like because you were saying, it came too late.
It basically the Warpaint came too late because he already came out with One I Know, and people already Drake watched it because that's the consensus, right? But when you're talking about battle versus the whole war, right? Battle
Drake.
To Drake. Drake means, right? When it comes to the war, right?
Meek won that.
I would say Meek won it slightly. You know why I would say slightly? Because at this point...
he exposed it.
Yeah. At this point in time, Drake is successful, Meek is successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both still successful, right? But what will always be a scar
on... A stain on his career.
A stain on Drake's career is that...
He uses writers.
Using the ghostwriting, especially as you
besides
say.
The fact that he's a
credibility as well.
Besides the fact that he's a commercial artist, he's one of those artists which I do respect about him. He wanted to always be put where the MC has been looked at as an MC, go bar for bar with the best in the game. And unfortunately, ever since that came out, he'll never be looked at in the same light by true hip-hop heads, by true MCs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, yeah, so Meek won that war, because that will be a stain on his career for the rest of his life, on his legacy.
In that part, yeah.
On his legacy. He'll go down as a great artist,
As an artist, not really a...
But
Who baby lotion?
Yeah, no. So Drake as an artist, commercial artist, very successful, right? Not taking anything away from also Meek Mill. He is a great MC, right?
Oh, I like Meek.
Right?
I'm a fan of Meek.
Yeah. So in the and then later on, think in 2019, I might be mistaken. Think it's 2019. They mended. Like the beef between...
They reconciled.
Like the beef of Jay-Z and Nas, where they reconciled. Meek Mill and Drake collabed on a track. I can't remember what. This is can't...
Yeah, I still remember the video. There was like 100 rappers in the video. I saw it.
Yeah.
That's when he came out of jail.
Yeah.
You know, this, for me, this beef was important, and I really, really wanted Meek to win at this point in time. I looked at Drake like a Kanye, right? Soft. Well, not soft, but like a non-gangster rapper.
Yeah.
A backpack rapper, but not really. A backpack rapper, but not really a backpack rapper.
Yeah.
There's no level of consciousness in him whatsoever.
Yeah.
But they were, their content was like a J. Cole type content, right? College, that type of thing. Now, at the time, many years ago, 50 and Kanye had a battle, a sales battle. A beef, just a sales battle. Where the whole industry conspired against 50 for him to lose that battle.
Mm.
And ever since then, Kanye took the reins, and the entire trajectory of hip-hop changed after that. It went into not so aggressive, not so gangster.
Yes.
They wanted to get the gangsters out of there.
Mm.
Up. So Kanye was winning, and Kanye's sound took over, and Drake is fruit of Kanye's streets. You cannot deny it.
It is. Right? He does mention it.
Yes, he said it himself. So they come from it, and Kanye took over the game from there. And basically, they're the same person in my eyes. And then what happened thereafter, in terms of rap, not production and things like that. And then what happens thereafter, it felt like hip-hop didn't have place for gangsters and gangster rap until Drill and things came back years later, until Meek popped. Meek was the next one. I feel, okay, you had Game in between and things, but Game also just come directly on 50. But until Meek popped, it felt like it was there wasn't a space for that in hip-hop anymore.
Yeah.
Then Meek blew. And I was happy about it. Plus, I enjoyed the music. I really do enjoy the music, the screaming and everything. But then when him and Drake went at it, I was like, okay, here's a chance for the gangsters to win. On this one. I don't mean that in an aggressive way. I mean from the sound of the music, the aggression within the music. And then he goes and loses that one.
Yeah, and I won't lie. He's Meek Mill is from Philadelphia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Philadelphia is known to have battle rappers, right? So a few of the Philly, what you call, battle rappers were really were waiting. That's why I said also anticipated Meek Mill to, after the back-to-back, they were waiting to see what was his response, and unfortunately they were left a little bit slightly disappointed.
I think everybody expected him to win there, because one, we have Baby Lotion. And on the other hand, you have one of the hardest rappers out there. Some of the best intros you've ever heard. That stuff make me feel aggressive. It's like what DMX used to do to my soul. And he just did what he did.
And him being a battle MC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. If I'm a battle MC, right? Which I'm not. And Chicky comes at me with a track. This is me on the track. My initial reaction is not go on Twitter to tweet that I'm my reaction. What am I going to do? I'm going to come with a track.
But we're looking at this through the lenses of the 90s. people want instant responses. So you can tweet, but then you got to come with the record after you tweet.
Yeah, immediately after.
So you can tweet immediately afterwards so people can say, I heard it, I acknowledge it, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm coming, yeah.
But there got to be something to follow that up with.
Yeah.
You can't just tweet and then it die out.
Yeah, and not wait for two test tracks to come.
The only person that gets away with it is 50.
Yeah.
You can diss him 50 times and he will make a meme about you and win that song.
And win it, yeah.
Or you create Pump and Curly.
Yeah, you know Pump and Curly. Okay. Speaking about it, in between does beef.
Oh, 50 got involved as well.
50 got involved because it was the 50 and Rick Ross stage.
Anything that has people's eyes on, 50 were getting involved.
Yeah.
He's the most entertaining human being alive and uncancelable.
And just wait for the past weekend pop history, please.
Okay.
Okay, let's
move
forward.
Hold on. Harry. Okay,
hold on tight.
That was the beef. Was a battle and a war, like Ari was saying.
Yeah, no. In each battle, there's a battle and a war. Even last week, battle and a war. Last week, the war was... I see both artists won.
Yeah, no. Last week was even.
Yeah, last week was even. So that's why I didn't really mention the battle versus war.
But
last
this week
there was a battle versus war, you can say, yeah.
And then the war goes to Meek. Battle to
slightly.
Nah, it goes to Meek. Because Meek's career continued in the same trajectory it was going to continue whether he won or he lost it, right? And you can say after he came out of jail, even his career went in a better direction. Because from a business standpoint, he's working, right?
But I'm talking about
And he's still respected as an MC, although people will look at him a little bit funny for losing to Baby Lotion. But... he does not have a stain on his career like Drake has. And then Drake
Something
has taken L's after that completely in most of his battles.
Alright, so let us move on. We're going to get into a song by Cannon called Eagles.
Play how we're gonna make it through the night. A weekend ain't gotta make it in my life. Oh Lord, you know we need you. Since you gave me power for my people, see me way up, buddy. High above him, I'm like Danny Glover, shooting high above him. Come through, do, snapping all up on him. That's a lethal weapon, that's a dragon on me. I'm just here to fly your butt to stand quo. I done pledge allegiance to the mass, no. We can free them and got let your flag show. Man, I've been reaching for what let the past go. Going back, no. How can they tell us to step us up when they want us to play the victim? It's a broken system, we can't make a living. If the money in the pockets that they end up in, it wasn't planned for what's to win it. Wasn't in the plan to finish. Put them in hell of ghetto, man, I get it. Them pounds they sell them were meant for purchase from a people group. Oh, no, I get it. I really want to get it, but they average. You better get the reading, that's real. Your manic condition is there with the gig, you don't question what's been tough. When you did that Frederick Douglass was hooked up like Mega, he real smart. I'm breaking them chains, the ignorance trying to stop him, I got real hard. I'm not in a real dark, you been shot by the devil, he clever, a real shark. He playing with a real part, ain't no sleeping, only weeping for you, so stand guard. Weapon that can't charge, the word is all I got, and I'm jumping the rounds hard. With the leagues when we stand lost, with a shot so big it ain't nothing you can't guard.
How we gonna make it through the night,
yeah.
A weekend ain't got a bank it.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, you know we need you. Since you gave me power for my people, see me way up, buddy.
One time for my squint eyes. Two time for my hitter. I grind hard on my chin eyes.
ain't got time for no quitters. I've been in it cause it sound good. I've been doing this from childhood. I'm just doing what the wild should fit in my position, just like the crown would. Live with lions in the jungle, skip them, run the wicked rumble. Feel the weight of fit and muscle, don't fix the systematic struggles. This the person gotta crumble up. No discussion when I'm chopping, chopping like it's AK-47. Chugging ain't no Smith and Wesson, just the old and new, the testimony. Got me walking like a holy matrimony. Yeah, I'll put up what they put up on me. Who I'm confident, you see the stuff up on me. Back up, homie, back up, ain't no stressing while we counting blessings. We just riding with the homies. I've been riding like a nigga, feeling unbelievable. I got the juice for the confidence. Got the power like a Superman energy from the son of King Kong. You a son to me. And that's when I told lies. Depressing the pain and the struggle to fight. Focus again and gain life. I'm only stronger when I'm standing upright.
Just play how it's gonna make it through the night.
Yeah.
So that was Cannon Eagles. So
Cannon Eagles, not to be confused with Eagles Hotel California.
No.
And Cannon, not to be confused with Nick Cannon.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like to get that out of the way.
So he's our hip-hop Christian artist that we're focusing on this week. Real name, Aaron McCain. He was born in Chicago, Illinois. So a little bit about him. At the age of 13... Yeah, McCain found himself in the middle of a terrible vehicle accident. Being
you couldn't say automobile, so you changed the vehicle.
Yeah. forgetting words. Being able to walk away from the accident unharmed let him like realize how sensitive life was, and that's how he began to seek God. Then also as well, after that, like after school, he attended Bible college, and that's where he met Derek Minor and Lecrae, who actually guided him and mentored him in his music career. Okay, so with that, Cannon has been around since 2004, till present. He's had multiple albums that he's made as well. And then another thing that happened to him was in 2014, he was in an accident. So
again?
Yeah, like this one, they were actually trying to help someone that was in an accident, and then there was like the person tried to start the car while there was like petrol leaking, so they tried to jump over and he fell down like a 40-foot drop, like a 12-meter drop, and it's like he broke his jaw and he was out for a while, but then he did recover fully.
So you never make a through the wire number two if you're after breaking his jaw.
Hey, you should. But he did come back, and then he has multiple songs as well with Lecrae. Been on tour with them as well.
Yeah, but you stated he was mentored by Lecrae and
Derek Minor.
I see that's even a mentor within something like that is something that's overlooked. You know, once upon a time, every artist came from another artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had people that blew up, and then you had someone that came from them, and it was a mentor and guided them in terms of not only the music, well, helped with the music, but as well within media training and guiding your way through the industry. So with him coming from artists that are both well established within the subgenre that they both operate on, at least gave him that guidance to move forward.
Yeah, so basically, he also collaborated with Derek Minor and Lecrae, as he said, and they both, you must remember, we spoke about it, I think 2 weeks ago, about Derek Minor being the 116 click, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So so he's also part of the 116 click, and Lecrae did look how he mentored him was when Cannon was Lecrae's hype man.
Yeah.
When Lecrae used to go perform.
Nothing wrong with it. Tupac was Digital Underground's hype man before he became Tupac. Tretch was Queen Latifah's hype man before he became Tretch.
So that's about everything to say about Cannon. We still going to hear
Nick Cannon. No, 700 children.
No. But
we can just name them for like an hour.
Okay, so let's get into some songs by Kenan.
Yo. That boy Young Kenan.
One.
The track. Yeah. Different. Hey.
Depression was holding my web and crying on the phone, oh Lord. I was sitting in the parking lot, was going crazy, damn, I don't know no more. 380 in my pocket, I had a little rocket launcher, my soul was at war. I swear to God, I thought I might give up. Should I pull the trigger, I'm too little. Feeling so much pain, I couldn't get up. Drank so much liquor, I couldn't sit up. Throwing up the bottle, yeah, I spit up. Called God, I felt he wouldn't pick up. Told Doc, he told me, let's get up. I had demons, I had to get rid of. Got me looking over my legs, yeah. 45, he was all in my head, yeah. Black life, I'm walking on edge, yeah. Had white, you walking on eggshells. Got a thought about it, get it, and I wasn't gonna make it. Payment to the maker. Kitty stones had me popping Percocets, I never thought that I would take it. I made it, yeah.
I took the pressure, but I really made it. Now I'm strong as a diamond, they say that I'm changing. My heart was heavy, they said I was caving. But while I'm still here, no faking, you can tell I'm on the face.
Lost faith, walked away, I was mad. It's funny, I told him I put on his mask. High and high, I really feel for the bad. Lord knows I was walking in anger. Suicidal, plus I care with the stainless. Hate the art of politics, out of heinous. Being black in America, dangerous. My mental health can play with it. Stressed all night and all day with it. Half blinking, y'all stay with it. Get a hashtag with my name in it. Police bound to get away with it. Shoot to kill with no age limit. Talking this nigga for some praise in it. Lord knows my heart was tired of fighting, got tired of working. Right race, relationship problems. Please, COVID-19, gotta taste sweet like you're a gardener.
cousin died, it was no more talking. Rolled it up and just kept on coughing. Set a step and just kept on walking. Gonna be crazy. Trying to keep it bug while they tell me how to flow. Just feel like Joe. Cousin dying in the hospital from a cold. Brother got his head shot with something, got him low. Feel like Joe. With suicide on the mind, don't let me find a role. But feel like, whoa.
I swear my mind feels so lost, yeah.
Yeah.
I know my heart feels so hard, yeah.
That was Canon featuring This Eye and Lecrae, How We Do It, and I Made It. Okay, so now we pass it over to TWIHHH, Ari Styles.
Let me say it properly. It's This Past Week in Hip Hop History. That's how you say it, not TWIHHH.
Why don't you maintain your radio voice for the entire show? I only say it for the title.
Because I like to say it to the title. Give it some emphasis, you know? Give it some je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, alright. Yeah. Let's hear the je ne sais quoi. Alright.
This past week in hip hop history. Right. Slick Rick released his second album that was in July 1991. The album is called The Ruler's Back.
Like one of the best storytellers in the game. You might have not heard the name, but you definitely heard the story about Children's Story. I mean, the song called Children's Story. Do you know how does it start? Let me tell you a story not long ago. Okay, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Right. July 2011, Kendrick Lamar released his debut solo album, Section 80.
It's a classic.
Right. July 1991, Leaders of the New School released their debut album, A Future Without the Past. Did it on New School? Is Busta Rhymes in there?
It's the group that Busta Rhymes come from, yes. Prior to him becoming the solo artist, Busta Rhymes.
Mm-hmm. July 96, Nas released It Was Written. I think we spoke about it last week. That was the...
I don't understand
say
that.
Say it. I know you want to say this. It's
say what? I don't have to say about the album. Everybody knows it's a great album. It's his most commercially successful album after Illmatic. Great, great album.
July 1986. Run DMC releases Walk This Way.
One with Aerosmith song.
Yeah, the Aerosmith one, yeah. July 2010. Big Boy from Outkast released his debut solo album, Sir Luscious Left Foot, the son of Chico Dusty.
I think we spoke about this, probably not recorded about
Big Boy.
You know, people that are in duos or in groups that are great, but because their partner is so great, they sometimes get overshadowed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Big Boy is part of the duo Outkast, and Andre 3000 is widely regarded as one of the greatest MCs to ever touch a mic, if not number one in a lot of people's books. But because he's such a phenomenon and people look at him as so great, that it sometimes Big Boy gets overlooked for what a great MC he is and what great music is put out there. And these were the people that put the entire sound of music in hip hop that you hear now. The sound is derived from the South of America, I refer to. And they are one of the forefathers of creating that sound and creating that movement.
Okay.
You the sound of the South of Johannesburg.
Oh, yes, I am. But it's no music involved, it's just me screaming.
5th July 1977, Royce the 5'9 was born. A member from, he's from Detroit. A member from Slaughterhouse.
One half and of Bad Meets Evil.
Yeah, one half of Bad Meets Evil. The other half is who?
I don't know.
Eminem.
Evil. The other half is evil, he's bad.
Eminem. Anyway.
You had to find a way to drag it in there. You could have just said one half of Bad Meets Evil without mentioning
Eminem. Eminem. You can't say one, you must say.
I'm going to mention everybody in everybody's group now that you go on.
Right. Okay, let's see what you can do now with this one.
I mentioned all nine members.
Alright, July 5th, 1969, Reza was born. He's from the Wu-Tang Clan. That brings Method Man.
One of the nine members of Wu-Tang Clan. Let us name all nine
Raekwon
members.
Alright, name it.
Method Man, Raekwon the Chef, Ghostface Killer, ODB, You God. This basically become stuff. Capadonna, Master Killer, Inspector Deck. Where am I missing here? Jezza. That's nine.
Okay.
Missing one still.
Now that you said Inspector Deck, right? July 6th, 1970, Inspector Deck was born. How about it?
Underrated MC.
July 6th, 1977, Rhymefest was born, right?
Rhymefest, since we're talking about ghostwriters and Kanye, Rhymefest writes a lot of Kanye's rhymes. Used to, I don't know if he still does.
Another member...
good stuff before he started making nonsense.
Another member of Slaughterhouse, July 6th, 1980, Joel Ortiz was born.
Since we're mentioning groups, Joel Ortiz is a group with Crooked Eye. I don't know what's the name of the group, but since we're mentioning other group members, Crooked Eye.
Ha! 8 years ago. July 6th, 1975, 50 Cent, Curtis Jackson, Five Bob, he was born.
Member of G-Unit, Tony Yayo, Lloyd Banks, Young Buck, and Little Wild Game.
And he's, Eminem found it, Eminem Multiple, took him under his label, Shady Aftermath, with Dr. Dre.
I thought we were just mentioning group members. Now you're going into labels. From now on, I'm mentioning the labels they are part of as well.
Right. Okay.
I don't think we have to say anything on 50.
Everybody everybody knows 50. Curtis Jackson. Yeah. July 1986, Dougie Fresh released his debut album, Oh My God.
I spoke about him on the beatboxing episode. One of our early episodes, we covered the elements. One of the elements we covered was beatboxing, and we spoke about
I wanted to say, what?
No, you got to say it like out the hook of the song.
Yeah,
do it. To play.
What?
You need a reference track.
What? That's how
it is. The reason why I'm making him do that, because Noriega released his debut album, July 1998. N-O-R-E. Yes.
And he beat from there, he became Nori, not only Noriega.
Yeah. Eric B and Rakim released their debut album, Paid in Full, July 1987.
Legendary album, change the sound of hip hop.
Houdini released their self titled debut album in July 1983.
You know, Jermaine Dupri was a dancer for them. That's how he got his way into the industry.
With Houdini?
Yeah. He was a small child, he was their dancer.
Oh, okay.
That's where he got his way into the music industry.
Thank you for that last lesson over the past week in hip hop history.
It was pointless information for you. Yeah. But since I have it, I felt like everybody.
Yeah, okay. I think that was it for this week in hip hop history.
DWIHHH. Tweet it. Hashtag DWIHHH. I'm joking. anyway, guys, that was our show. I hope you enjoyed the turntable on Active FM, where radio has never been better. So before we leave outro, we're just going to leave you with a song and a verse.
Okay, so our verse today comes from Psalms 143 verse 10. It says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. I'm T-Money, and this is Ari Styles, and we're going to end it off with a song by KB.
And you're forgetting about Chiki.
I told you, when you're important, you don't have to introduce yourself.
And but you never is.
I did say my name. Listen.
Pastor. Okay. This is the turntable where we keep you learned and get you turned. We get you turned and keep you learned. However you want to say it. Bye bye then.
I was running with the set. Just give up Insta Snash. Do we need another post? You insecure, you do the most.
I'm on my side, bro. revive God through the Wi-Fi. T'Challa Potter never colonized, round the high fives for the top God made us dangerous. Ain't the bus flame, but does every to bring to us. Gangs of us trained to trust a name that's blood stained on us. Christ gained to us.
I was running with the chain, yeah. Running through a chain, yeah, yeah. Real flex, we invest, hear me, yeah. This is what you get, yeah, yeah. I don't need respect, I'm a threat. Tell them I'm so free, I got no chains on me. I'm so free, I got no chains on me. Get your opinion, it don't matter. Money or the faith, I chose a lot of. Ooh, I can see I'm trying to keep us on the outside now. We pull up and watch us scatter down. Running through the wall. Heaven got a playlist. I promise that's my favorite placement. Faithful over famous. Yeah, faithful over famous.
New rappers that's sure to blow. Really drug addicts with a studio. You gotta pop pills on the usual than that paradise. I'm really cool to you. Your world is really that plain, and why you always out trying to escape? Grand flexing, that's too fake, and the money phones, really money loans, and that real life is you coming home. Empty house in the heart of stone. Bad chick, super savage, just for a bigger bag, she moving on. Oh yeah, you making moves, but these folks don't really love you. Industry only love dudes that they can use, don't get confused. Interviews that don't tiptoe, go and check them my info. His glory, that's simple, riding around with that tempo. That's liberal, that's conservative, that's charismatic and reformed too. My wife happy and Jesus love me, ain't nothing left to conform to.
Enjoy the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.